It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Proud of Louisville making the national spotlight as comedian Catherine Blanford from Louisville. She made it on The Tonight Show.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and she had a little stand-up segment there a couple days ago.
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, which is where we have the Kentucky Derby. Big event where these like fancy people, they watch these horses run around in circles, and then after every race, you can see some of them like freaking out because they just lost their son's college fund on an animal named Buckle Up Buttercup. But those are the fancy people. They don't let us hillbillies in the stands. They corral us in the infield. We have something called porta potty racing.
This is true.
Okay, oh, what that is you find a line of these things, right? And you go up to the first porta potty in the line, and you ask a man to help you up to the very tip top of it. And he always does because you have a sundress on.
That's right.
Uh-huh. This is the name of the game, okay? You try and run across the top of the porta potties without falling in. It's like the floor is lava, but worse.
Wow.
And if you get pretty far, then there's dudes on the ground that are getting excited because you're now their redneck ninja warrior. They're like, oh, she's really doing it. And they can't help themselves. They'll get so excited. They'll throw full beer bottles at you because that's how their dad showed them they were proud. And then if you dodge all the bottles and make it to the very end, then you get to get arrested.
So, well done. A little Louisville love there from Catherine Blanford on The Tonight Show.
Never got a chance to participate in that game.
Oh, the porta-pot races?
Porta-pot racing, no.
I've been in the infield when it's been taking place, yes. And it's it is a spectacle and a sight to behold. And I know, Wave, our news partner, they always try to get an overhead shot of it, you know, from the...
It's the only way to look at it.
From the drone or a camera or whatever, overhead shot of it, you know, on some of the undercards before we actually get to the majestic... derby race itself. So anyways, yeah, look at that.
That's great.
On the Tonight Show. Congrats, Catherine Blanford. She was by here, by the radio station, not too long ago, a couple months ago, hanging out with Emily in the afternoon. So that's pretty cool to see.
That's awesome.
Kelly, you want to hear a little bit of a new NSYNC song?
I do.
So Justin Timberlake, he posted on Instagram yesterday, just with the caption, Track 17, Paradise. And so that is track 17 off of his upcoming album, Everything I Thought It Was, which
is
drops
tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's about a minute-long preview.
Oh.
Of...
That's a good appetizer.
Of NSYNC.
Because I waited. I've been waiting forever. Right here for this moment. Between you and I.
Pop banger like Bye 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 or It's Gonna Be Me.
You know I give anything to be only one. Just look at us, we're right here where we belong.
When boys become men.
Oh boy.
It's the stars, I was yours, you would be.
It's easy to listen to.
It is easy to listen to, yeah.
I'm waiting. I've been waiting forever.
Sweet harmonies.
Look at that, yeah.
Everything's happening. It's just what I imagine. I imagine it would feel like.
And there you go. That's your preview.
Oh,
look at that.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So Lance was saying it was his favorite song they've ever recorded ever as a group.
Would you look at that?
Look at that. And Joey Fatone, he talked about it and said that he said it was absolutely what the group would probably be doing right now if they are continuing to make music. It felt like the natural progression.
Okay, so basically alluding to the fact that these are just one-offs.
Yes.
They're not getting back together.
No, he said, listen, never say never.
Right.
But Justin's got his album. He's launching his tour.
Sure.
Like, we just haven't had the time to get all of us to sit down in one room to discuss it, what that might look like.
Right.
But they've been dabbling with it. They've seen the excitement that it generates.
Yeah,
with the fans.
So, anyways, you can see that. We put it on the DJX story if you missed it at 99.7 DJX. But yeah, we'll have to see how the album lives up to its hype tomorrow when it comes out.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, it's when you're, you know, in a bear costume and, you know, you see the love of your life.
You say that like that happens every day.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about
why
bears.
Why did you
and
not?
When I'm driving, yeah. When I'm eating, when I'm
absolutely.
Walking, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing, making love to my wife.
That's
yes.
Right. When you're in a bear costume and you see the love of your life, you know, what do you do? Well, it's sometimes you lose a phone number because bear suits don't have pockets.
That is tragic.
Yeah, it's misconnections and it's on the way next. Sometimes you're searching for love and it's hard to get a name or number in certain circumstances. So what do you do when that happens?
Or sometimes you did get a number and you lost it.
Ah, you lost it.
You lost it. You do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first, Kelly.
Yeah.
This is titled, We Shared a Bear Suit and You Bit Me. Man for Woman.
That kind of already paints a little bit of a picture, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Kind of.
We shared a bear suit at an apartment party on Saturday night. You bit me twice while we were dancing because, well, I'm assuming because you were in character as a bear.
Right. Okay. I'm confused as to how we're sharing the costume at this point, though, from a brain's picture.
I don't think that's ever answered.
Okay.
He continues. Don't worry. I'll heal.
Gotcha.
I asked you for your number, and you gave it to me.
Oh, bonus.
But somehow I lost it.
Tragic.
I guess because bear suits don't have pockets.
That's a really good point.
Anyway, you still have part of my bear suit. And dare I say, part of my heart.
What part of the suit does she have? I don't know.
I don't know.
This is one of those horse costumes, or one's the butt and one's the front. I don't understand. Like how? Okay.
I had a great time talking to you, and I don't trust chance enough to wait until I run into you again. Don't hibernate on me.
Oh, well. That's sweet.
Again, I don't know how this costume is.
Yeah, I don't know how we're sharing a bear suit, especially if she's a stranger. How do you...
I don't know if you're giving her the top and you have the bottom or vice versa.
Is that an opening line? Like, hey, you want to jump in my bear suit?
Right.
I don't know.
Are they in the same bear suit?
All right.
It's...
I just have questions.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This may be kind of a Florence Nightingale kind of a situation. Your nose started bleeding and I fell in love.
Oh, kind of a nurse-patient sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Woman for man.
All right.
You... Tall, brown hair, incredible voluminous mustache.
Ooh.
Yeah, wearing a blue-green checkered shirt with a beer patch on the sleeve.
Nice.
Me, tall, blonde, wearing all black with rain boots, walking into Target.
Okay.
I just come from a funeral.
Oh.
And needed to return my umbrella.
Oh.
Do we just use it once and
yeah.
We're going to get our money back because we can't afford that umbrella?
I don't have a black umbrella. Might as well get one here. Use it once.
We stared at each other intensely while waiting in the returns and exchanges line, and your nose started to bleed.
Oh, no.
I gave you my handkerchief that I conveniently had in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Because came from a funeral.
A funeral, yeah.
You thanked me, and it didn't seem to be an appropriate time or place to ask you if you were single, but I thought you were bloody attractive.
Ah, yes.
I told you to keep the handkerchief, and then it was your turn at the counter.
Oh.
We exchanged one more glance before you walked out of those red sliding doors and out of my life.
Oh, no.
Did your nose ever stop bleeding?
No.
We're going to go ahead and assume it probably did.
Let's hope.
I didn't even ask you your name.
No.
If you see this, please tell me the brand of jeans you're wearing because your butt in those jeans has been branded on my brain forever.
Hey. All right.
Hey, yo.
Hey. All right. So whether you shared a bear suit with a stranger and don't have their number anymore.
Or you lent your handkerchief while returning your umbrella after the funeral.
A funeral. It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Well, let's hope they get in touch.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. There are some things that you can't do while naked. Surprising.
Uh-huh. Usually in public.
This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, no matter how much of a free spirit you are, and you know, a lot of people maybe get confused and they're like, well, I was on my property. I can do whatever I want on my own property. In your own house, okay. Maybe. Yeah, like if you're in your own house and the windows are open and you happen to be going from, you know, the upstairs down to the downstairs and you just happen to cross by an open door that the delivery person is coming up and delivering a package and happens to see your own package as you are walking by one another.
Speaking
I mean, that's
from
just
personal experience.
Hypothetically, of
hypothetically
course.
Personal experience.
that is something that is just an accident, and no one can really get you in trouble. But if you can manage to make it through the day without doing naked jumping jacks in your front yard, you're doing okay.
Yeah, nobody needs to see that. Your neighbors are kindly asking you not to do that. They don't want to see that.
That's exactly what happened. Alexis, this isn't her first go-around with annoying the neighbors.
Gotcha.
Apparently, she doesn't like her neighbors, so she's been doing things, this being her latest.
Wow.
Front yard screaming and doing jumping jacks while topless.
Wow. That, okay.
So,
I feel like
neighbors,
she's going to have a better experience in the neighborhood if she doesn't do stuff like that.
You'd think.
Maybe she might even get invited to some barbecues.
Maybe. Neighbors whipped out the camera phone.
Yeah.
And then showed it to police and said, hey, look.
That's what our neighbor's doing. Would you pay her a visit?
Now, there's no mention of any sort of drugs or alcohol involved. I think she just doesn't like the neighbors.
So she's just being ornery.
Yes. Okay. And again, ain't her first go-around with being ornery in the neighborhood.
She sounds confident. She sounds extremely confident.
I don't know if confident is the adjective that I would use to describe her, but okay.
She's taking it to the next level. You have to be confident if you're going to be naked in public.
Yeah.
Confident or crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, yeah, sure.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be confident, have good self-body.
Jumping jacks?
Yeah.
Things are jiggling. We don't need to see that.
Doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl.
No,
things are jiggling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, nobody really needs to see that.
All right, so there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing some naked jumping jacks in your front yard, maybe you were waking up this morning, you're like, you know what? Need to exercise.
Let's keep it inside. Let's keep it inside your house.
Whoops. All my good workout tops are dirty.
Living room is fine. Basement's better.
All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Got a text message, 502-795-1997, from Ashley from Meade County.
Yeah, she says, Ben and Kelly, help a lady out. Trying to build a playlist of hype music that's appropriate to play at a preteen baseball game. Got anything for me?
Oh, preteen. I think a listener even texted this in. I wouldn't ignore one of your favorite boy bands of all time. NSYNC?
NSYNC?
Yeah. I mean, we could even go like
yo.
Pop.
Oh, yeah.
E.T.
I mean, the moms would love it.
These people talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Or It's Gonna Be Me.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
That's a good one to think about.
Makes it feel some sort of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. I like that. So what we're doing is we're trying to kind of build
a hype playlist for Ashley from Meade County preteen baseball game.
I'm gonna throw out Macklemore.
Oh yeah.
Can't Hold Us.
Yeah.
It's got a good beat to it, up tempo.
Sure.
It is a little bit inspirational,
yes.
Too, right?
Yes. That was a banger.
That was a banger.
Money.
Money. Let's see, what else? We're trying to create a playlist, a hype songs.
Oh.
I mean,
wait, do you have the clean version?
If you had,
I mean,
it's a preteen baseball game.
I mean, I'm getting it off of our radio station.
Okay, so that's the radio edit. That's radio edit.
That's for them to worry about.
Oh, is it?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Okay. Listen, these kids here on the bus.
Yeah.
His palms are sweaty.
Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. All right. Yeah. Now, that's okay. Good. Eminem, Lose Yourself. That could be added to it.
There's another version out there, right?
You know what? This song got suggested, and I was like, I don't even know if I know this song. It's from the Matrix soundtrack, Rob Dugan, Club to Death. It has a violent title, but then listen to when it gets into it, and you'll be like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch the movie now because I don't recognize this at all. Is the beat going to drop?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, here it comes.
Like right now?
3, 2, 1. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it just an instrumental?
Yes.
We're not talking about clubbing people to death, right?
Yes.
Just preteen baseball.
This could make me run through a brick wall.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Come on now.
I kind of like it.
Come on now.
All right.
Yes? You feeling me?
Yeah, that's some good warm-up music.
I mean, if you're considering like this sort of thing, why not this as a hype song too? I mean, Haboob.
Oh, Haboob. Yes. Drude Sandstorm.
Sandstorm.
Yes.
That makes sense, right?
As Haboob.
Yeah. Someone texted in and said, what about Imagine Dragons' Believer?
Sure. That goes really? Pretty hard.
Does it really?
It does a little.
Oh, yeah. It does. Okay.
From the beginning.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I hear that.
It sure does.
I hear that. We're building a hype song, or we're building a hype playlist with a bunch of songs.
For a preteen baseball game.
All right, so what do we have so far? We have NSYNC Pop, NSYNC It's Gonna Be Me, Macklemore, Can't Hold Us, Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Rob Dugan, Darude, Sandstorm, Haboob, Imagine Dragons, Believer. We're gonna go ahead and put that on there. Yeah. All right, I get that.
Oh, yeah, we need some DJ Khaled. All I do is win. That's played at like every sports game, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands
go up. And they stay there.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
That's a good one. LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Also fun.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's good.
That gives you hype. Play some baseball, right?
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice.
If you want to go a little hardcore.
Okay.
Also for the moms.
Hit me with something.
And dads, actually dads.
Moms and dads?
The dads. Metallica.
But not the kids?
They're probably not going to appreciate it as much as the parents.
Really?
Preteen baseball.
Yeah,
you got to throw a little love towards the parents.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
You got to educate the kids.
Oh, gosh.
Kids, this is how we used to roll. Yes. Now go hit a grand slam.
All right. Yes. No, I hear that. I hear that.
I just want to smash the ball over the fence, doesn't it? It does a little.
Oh,
it
does. Yeah. No.
It does.
DMX party up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Again, for the moms and dads.
Well, and for the kids. Why not?
Okay,
this is like a mini throwback Thursday right now.
A little bit. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. No,
Walk it out.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
This one.
Hey, now walk it out.
Now walk it out.
All right.
DJ, walk it out.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Are you keeping track of these?
Yeah, right in the list. And if somebody like gets walked, then you could like hit that. Right?
Oh, yeah, okay. I get it.
That'd be kind of fun. Like throughout the game, I could use that. Oh, Tanya says, listen, she was saying Imagine Dragons Thunder.
Oh, Thunder?
Instead of Believer. But
really?
I mean, you could add that in.
I guess.
Thunder. That one.
Is that how it goes?
I think that's how it goes. It does a little bit. Okay, I like Believer better. Nelly, Batter Up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, for kids? Yeah. Yes. All right. I don't have that one, but okay. All right. We can trust you on that one.
Okay. Oh.
What about this? White Stripes? Oh. Seven Nation Army?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
I like that.
I get that. I mean, Sia, Unstoppable.
Oh,
pretty inspirational.
Yep. This is a hype playlist.
For preteen baseball. Oh, you're throwing in some Taylor Swift.
I mean, this goes pretty hard.
Okay. He was a killer.
First time that I saw him. Taylor, ready for it? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anything else? What else you got?
Eye of the Tiger. I mean, classic.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, man, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It is a classic. It's always going to fit.
Sure.
It's always going to get you hyped up.
Again, I think for kids, is it going to be?
That's universal. And again, if it's for the kids. But a lot of it's for the parents in the stands, right? You got to get them hyped to support the kids, right?
Can I throw Avicii Levels out there?
Oh. You can.
I feel like some of these EDM songs, they hit hard.
EDM works.
Yeah. I feel like that works for this sort of thing. Hype songs. Helping Ashley from Meade County out.
Allison says the baseball song from Twilight. I'm not familiar.
Okay.
I'll look it up. The baseball song.
What about this?
From Twilight. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a second.
What about this one? Guns N' Roses.
Yes. Yes.
Kids, the guitarist on this was on stage at the Oscars with Ryan Gosling.
Yes!
That's the connection. That's the connection there. All right.
This is how we used to roll! Yeah!
All right. Like that. Good one.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
It was Muse, Supermassive Black Hole. Does that sound... It's from the Twilight baseball game.
This guy? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Let's that's kick. Good.
You're right. You're right. I remember this. I remember this.
Yeah.
Look at us all over the place.
They're saying, come on, guys, we will rock you. Like, we should have come out the gate with that.
Yeah, I don't have it, so. I guess we can trust.
Wah, wah. Man, you guys are going old Ozzy Osbourne crazy train.
Oh, yeah, that is a little bit. That is a little bit old.
Oh, wow. And We Are the Champions. You guys are going classic.
Yeah, that
this is.
This
is a preteen baseball game.
Right. No, and I feel like this is universal, though, right?
Yes. Sure. I mean, the parents in the stands can easily recreate that.
Yeah, they can recreate that for sure.
Absolutely.
Right, good stuff.
I think that's a good start. That's a good start.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully, Ashley.
I think we helped.
You were hitting play record on your cassette tape. You got all this for your kids.
We wrote it down. We'll send it to her. We wrote it down.
Did we?
We did. We did.
Okay.
I'm adding a few others. I'm taking off The Weeknd. We don't need Blinding Lights.
No, that's a pump-up song.
I don't think we need that.
Just because you've heard it 4,000 times.
I think we need that, though.
Just because you have doesn't mean that was like one of that was a great pump up song back in 2019.
Okay, I just
leave it.
I'm burned on it.
It doesn't matter.
I'm
leave
on it.
It. Let her decide. We need to. We need to be. This is Black Eyed Peas pump it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one,
that's
too.
That's a good one.
All right, good deal. If you've got a suggestion, feel free to text it into us. 502-795-1997. Have you ever watched after anybody's house before? Have you ever done any house sitting before?
No, but we've employed house sitters before. We like to keep the dogs in the house instead of boarding them. And, you know, they get the mail, they take the trash out for us, water the flowers, that kind of thing when we go away usually in the summer.
When I was in college, my friend was house sitting for our football team's team doctor, right? So the doctor was away in Europe or whatever, because that's what doctors do.
Sure.
And so employed my friend. We both played football, right? And to watch the house, do all that. So while he was gone, we played pool there every night.
Uh-huh.
We rummaged through every single one of, like he had almost a wine cellar type thing. And so we went through every single...
When you say rummaged through, did you drink any of it?
Well, there were some cans of beer that we think now, looking back, probably shouldn't have had.
Oh!
Because one, they tasted awful. And two, they were...
Were they collector's items?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And we had a party there a couple times.
Oh! Gosh,
so
you're the problem.
It was
you.
No surprise when my friend said later, yeah,
was fired.
We're not going to be asked back.
Yeah,
we're not.
They figured out shenanigans happened.
We're not going to be asked.
Yeah.
Back. So I don't know if that exact sort of scenario went down.
It sounds like it. Shenanigans did happen.
With Candace and the sitter that she hired.
Shenanigans happened. They cleaned up well, but there is, I guess, evidence that things went down.
Okay. So we'll get to that group therapy and how to handle it coming up here in just a few minutes. And if you've got a situation where you're like, you know what, could use someone who's been in my place. Hey, you know what? Look no further than me. I've been there.
Yes, you have. As an example of what not to do.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Candace is reaching out. Hey, guys, not sure how to handle this one. I was gone for about a week. My house sitter threw a party. About 15-ish guests came, all presumably underage,
okay.
As she is. The house was clean, so I let it go until after about a week, I realized a couple of expensive jackets, like $150 to $200, were missing.
Oh.
Both of the culprits were on camera entering and leaving with them on, but there isn't a great shot of their face. So do I try to handle this with my house sitter, or do I get her parents involved?
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to say something.
Yeah, well, and if she's got, like, the camera footage, I think we start with the house sitter and say, listen, I don't want to get you in major trouble with your parents, but I know you guys had a party. Thank you for cleaning up. However, I would like my jackets back. So if you could help me hunt down your friends.
Man, that's definitely being cool parent.
Yes, you could try that. And then if she's not going to comply with helping, then we elevate it to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you do that or do you go straight to the parents?
I don't know. I almost maybe give the parents a heads up and just say, hey.
This is a teaching moment.
So, you know. Kelly watched over our stuff, and we've got some,
I would have never
home footage. Well, Kelly?
I would have never.
Well, I've got home footage that says you did.
I don't know. Would you go to the house sitter first, or did you go straight to the parents?
I would probably go to the house sitter first and just say, hey, there's some stuff that I noticed missing. I don't know. You know, if you know where they went or if you had a few friends over.
If she plays dumb, then you bring out the footage?
Then you bring out the footage and maybe get the parents involved then.
Okay.
Maybe you give her an opportunity to fess up.
Come clean.
Yeah.
Give the jackets back.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, plays dumb, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Then that's when we...
That's what... Yeah. I think
elevate
that's...
It.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what we do. So, yeah, if you've got some experience with this... Something crazy happened with a house sitter, or maybe you were the house sitter and something crazy happened and you could weigh in or give us your story. That'd be a great place to take this. 502-795-1997.
House sitter confession.
Yeah. How did having a house sitter or house sitting yourself kind of go sideways, kind of get crazy? Want to hear your stories? We'll get to those coming up. Yeah. Candace had a teenage house sitter take care of her pets, watch the house for a week. Now she's faced with kind of an awkward confrontation when some expensive jackets turned up missing, kind of wondering, like, what's the first approach that she does? And you know, we were like, hey, you know what, let's maybe give her an opportunity to come clean. And then if she continues to deny, then get the parents involved. But how did having a house sitter yourself
Or were you a house sitter?
Yeah, and something went a bit astray and crazy. Like, for example, I said that my friend and I, we house sat at the team doctor's house and drank some very expensive beer, played pool in his house. I think he would have been all right if we would have just played pool, but it was like rummaging through his wine cellar type of stuff.
Yeah, that was where getting into some of that started to go south for sure.
Yeah, got another message from a listener. I usually make sure I take my own pillow with me for overnights. One time I didn't take all of the owner's pillows off the bed, just moved them aside. I woke up using their fancy pillow with their super nice white pillowcase.
Uh-oh.
I guess I had pulled it over to me while I was sleeping. It was, of course, green from my hair dye.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I messaged the owner asking for instructions on how I could wash it to try to get it out and offered to refund her the cost of a new pillowcase if needed. Wasn't able to get the stain out, but she was really nice about it. Yeah, I mean, pillowcases, how expensive could a pillowcase be, like, to actually replace it?
Well, that depends.
Really?
They're fancy and designer.
You mean they come in places other than Target?
Pottery Barn.
Oh.
Next level.
Okay.
Absolutely. Another one. My house sitter did not realize that her SUV wouldn't fit in my garage and slammed into the wall.
Oh.
More damage to her car than our wall, though. Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yikes.
Another listener. I brought my dog to house sit who ended up tearing apart the person's couch.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to pay for a new one.
Oh, no.
A new dog or a new couch?
New couch. That is not cheap.
Man. I guess that reminds me of the time I house sat a neighbor and they had a 5-speed Honda that I was really excited because I had just learned how to drive a Honda or drive a 5-speed.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to take their car out for a drive.
Oh my gosh, Ben.
I forgot about that.
You were not a great house sitter.
I forgot
turns
about
out.
That.
You were not. Oh my gosh. Another one. First, I dropped a glass pitcher in the sink while I was washing it. It shattered.
Oh.
I found the exact same one on Amazon, replaced it. They were none the wiser.
Oh.
Then at a different place, I broke a tea kettle. It was a discontinued model. So I looked online, found one that was pretty similar, replaced it with that.
Oh my gosh.
Of course, because it was different, I told them about it. I need to just stop touching breakable things, LOL.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. Amazon comes to the rescue on there.
Yeah, buddy. And sometimes maybe eBay for the discontinued ones.
All right, one final one. In house-sitting horror stories, one time I was adjusting a curtain and the screws holding the rod came right out of the wall.
Oh.
Messaged the client with pictures and she just said she would call the landlord. Oh, all right.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not too bad. All right, good stuff. I don't know if we're helping Candace or not.
Well, you go through the comments on Facebook, and there's a lot of people talking about, like,
getting the parents
involving
involved.
The parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean,
from the get-go, not even giving her a chance to make it right herself.
Yeah, I mean, we said maybe first try going through the teenager and just saying, give her an opportunity to make it right herself.
Right.
And
but
then
everybody
and maybe,
in the comments is like, nope, go straight to the parents. I'd be mad.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you still go to the parents after you go to the kid, but whatever.
Just all so right. That she doesn't do that again if she's going to continue her house sitting career.
There you go. That is group therapy. All right, let's play Little Kid Drunk Adult, introduce you to Lisa calling us from Middletown. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You sound chipper.
I'm very chippery every morning.
Love now, that.
I'm a huge morning person.
I am not.
That is me.
Literally, she's made a career out of it.
Yeah.
But Kelly, if she had to choose, she'd be like, no.
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 No. It's a little early.
Lisa, are you an early to bed, early to rise type of person?
No, not normally. No. I go to bed about 11, 11:30, 12.
And you can still just pop up in the morning and be like, yeah, let's slay the day.
As soon as I wake up, this is my mood. I'm ready to go.
That's great.
Look at you. I love your outlook.
I am not like that.
So Lisa's got brown hair, drives a Honda CRV, is in the relocation department there at a realtor, and has been married for 36 years.
Wow. Look at
that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. What's the secret?
Hasn't always been easy, but...
Hasn't always been easy, she says.
Yeah.
All right. You got to keep dating your spouse. Isn't that right? Isn't that the thing?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right. Good deal. All right, Lisa. Yes. It's little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Okay. So you are going to have three stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
All right. You ready? Here we go. First one.
I was able to wreck my sister's car and my mom's car at the same time.
Oh, gosh, that's bad
luck. Wrecked her sister's car and mom's car at the same time?
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to say a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm thinking little kid. Maybe really? Little kid got behind the wheel and, like, oopsies, maybe.
We got a split decision here.
We do. One of us is going
to
be right.
Maybe just learned how to drive a 5-speed and maybe just wanted to take it out for a spin to see how it was.
Maybe. But little kid can be 16, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, yes, it can.
All right. So, Lisa, you say drunk adult. Kelly, you say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Little kid. Wow.
Oh, what's the story?
I was in my sister's car and decided I wanted to ride with my mom. So I made my sister stop the car, and my mom didn't notice and backed right into us in our driveway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oopsie.
Yeah, that stinks. That stinks.
When
I was teaching my daughters how to drive, they rear-ended my own car with my car.
Oh, you live this.
I literally lived this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, you're 0 for 1, Lisa. Here we go. Next
That's okay.
one.
Okay, we can come back.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult.
One time on the way back from a spring training game, I saw someone selling corn on the side of the road, and I got really excited. So I asked for the person driving the car if they could pull over so we could buy corn. And turns out the seller only sold by the crate. So we left that day with $30 worth of corn.
Okay, so she's saying corn, right?
Yeah, corn. Yeah.
I thought mm-hmm. she said something else at first.
Did you really?
I did.
At first, I did too.
Okay. All right, I wasn't the only
one. Wow, I didn't get there at all.
That's exactly what I thought she said. I was like, what are they? Why are they selling that on the side of the road?
Meanwhile, Lisa and Kelly are over here going, oh, hi.
She said, I got really excited. I was like, oh no.
Yep.
It is corn.
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 Yes.
Corn.
Okay, I'm gonna say little kid.
All right. See, I'm saying drunk adult on this one.
Oh my gosh, you guys. You guys.
I feel like when she was saying, I got really excited about it. I think it's gonna be funnier if it's a drunk adult. Kelly's thinking
it's the funny aspect of it. All right, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Lisa, you're sticking with little kid, right?
I'm gonna go with Kelly.
Oh, she's jumping.
Switching.
She's jumping.
All right.
Switching teams.
I'm gonna go with Kelly.
All right, so you're both saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Good decision.
There
good
it is.
Decision.
Drunk adult.
Endless margaritas and spring training do not mix.
Oh.
We had to throw away half the corn.
Oh, gosh.
Had to throw away half the corn.
Ah, dang it.
Oh.
Poor corn was sacrificed.
Poor corn.
Look at the corn.
Oh,
let's
the corn.
Buy some corn.
I like corn.
I like corn.
Yes, Lisa. Yeah. We're all thinking of the little kid. We're all thinking.
With Kelly K.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Lisa, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got lost in a crowded grocery store and was later found crying in the toilet paper aisle.
I mean, the obvious answer is little kid here.
I'm going to say little kid with this because that actually happened to my brother, but not at a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I feel like
he was actually playing in the clothes rack, just going from clothes rack to clothes rack, and then got lost.
Yep. Yeah. That's a fun place to hide.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this could be the obvious answer on this one.
All right, so both of you saying little kid.
Like, yes, it'd be funnier if it's a drunk adult.
All right, we'll see.
But I think it's a little kid.
It'd be funnier.
It'd be funny.
All right, we'll see if she goes with the funny route or if it's just the practical little kid route, as you both think.
I was a drunk and high adult.
Wow. She was not just one. She was two.
The story's better.
She was two.
Okay.
Why was she crying in the grocery store in the toilet paper aisle?
My brother came home from college. We went out drinking at a bar. Our mom picked us up, but had to stop at the grocery store on the way home. So my brother and I went in to buy more beer.
Uh-huh.
Before we left the bar, he gave me an edible.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that's where it goes.
It kicked
real
in
sideways.
Somewhere around the peanut butter.
Kicked in somewhere around the peanut butter. Wow.
When I realized I was lost and alone, I started crying because I believed I was never going to get home and see my family ever again.
Yeah, I mean, when you're lost in the peanut butter aisle.
Oh, listen.
Thankfully, my brother found me and told me that I had better get together or mom was going to lose it on me. So I straightened right up.
All right.
Okay. Personal experience of that. I cried all night.
Hey, listen.
I thought that's how I'm going to die.
This is how I'm going to die.
And I have to make up some sort of other story to tell my children because what a disgrace I am.
Well, you know, I mean, and see, that's the thing about those gummies. Lisa, I don't know if you know anything about these gummies, but man, you just don't know when they're going to kick in.
I was unaware.
Sometimes
No idea.
Oh, I just... Listen, it just hit you like a ton of bricks, too.
Lisa, it sounds like...
Sometimes like 45 minutes later.
Lisa, it sounds like the three of us just need to party.
Never doing that again.
What a crew.
Oh, right. My gosh. I wanted to get off the earth.
Lisa, I don't think you did very well.
I think one for three.
Yeah, I think you only got one right.
I was two for three.
But hey, good enough for us. Congratulations. We're going to hook you up, all right?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Fun.
Yep. Just hang on the line another quick sec. Thanks so much for hanging out with the show. Okay. And we're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, we need more of those
stories,
don't we?
They're so good.
We do.
They're so good.
So if you've got one you think could trick us.
Yes.
Send us a voice note. If you've given us a little teaser, give us the answer, finish the story, email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Yep. All right. We do feel good stories every hour.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. This is the story of Mr. Bill's Village.
Mr. Bill.
So here's the story. It was actually profiled on CBS News' Steve Hartman. For years, in the rain or the cold, Mr. Bill walked 6 miles to work. Took him about 2 hours to get to the local Walmart as a night shift janitor. But that all changed the day a woman stopped and offered him a ride. That was Christy.
Mm-hmm.
She soon learned after talking to him that despite being legally blind, Bill was getting to work no matter what kind of weather he had to walk through.
Oh, wow.
He used to ride a bike, but then he got hit by a car. Christy wanted to give him a ride every day, but she has a family, couldn't always be there. That's when she came up with this idea to start a Facebook group asking for other volunteers who could give him a lift. That's called Mr. Bill's Village, and now there are 1,500 members who are keeping an eye out and offering a ride to Mr. Bill.
Within days, it exploded.
It caught on really quick.
And now it's like everyone's competing to give Mr. Bill a ride.
They'll click and see, is Mr. Bill out walking? Is he headed to town?
So people are just driving around the streets looking for him?
Pretty much. Just like, where's Waldo, but where's Mr. Bill? Yeah. It's nice to see.
Hey, Mr. Bill. Hello. Do you need a ride to Walmart?
No.
All right. Yeah. Come on, hop on in.
It's never the same person from one day to the next. There's a lot of good people in this world.
Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
And then the owner of a local car dealership wanted to gift Bill with a vehicle, but since he's not allowed to drive, the car was donated to Christy.
Wow.
Because it takes a village.
Wow.
Sweet story. You can see it in its entirety at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Cindy, you're getting the first one.
Oh, Cindy needs a little instinct. Bye, please, for the love of sweet baby Jesus, LOL.
I mean, Kelly wasn't just saying this because she's excited about NSYNC.
No, that was just reading the text as written.
Yeah, as written, all caps. Yeah, so has to be. Yeah, for sure. All right. All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX for the next half hour. Let's go. The sweet boy is known as NSYNC there, 99.7 DJX. Frank rolls in. Frank here, need lose control with some Missy Elliott. Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I enjoy a little Missy Elliott on Throwback Thursday. BT Dubs, if you want something played, we'll only play a tip of it. 502-795-1997. It's 99.7 DJX. We're in the middle of Throwback Thursday. DJ T. Hey, Becca. She says, hey, it's Becca. Hi.
Hi.
She says, cab, you play, I'm a bee. Yes, cab.
Cab, we cab.
We cab.
We cab.
Throwback Thursday.
I'm a bee, I'm a bee, I'm a bee.
I'm a bee, the flyest chick. I'm a bee, spreading my wings. I'm a bee, doing my thing.
Do it, do it.
Okay. I'm a swing it this way. I'm a swing it that way. It's Fergie Ferg and I'm a bee here to stay. The 21st century till infinity.
Fergie.
Yeah. I mean, it legit is.
It is. For real.
Throwback Thursday. Ashley rolls in. Hey, how about some Britney for TBT?
Okay.
I mean, you know what? Really, it's up to you as to what we do here on this program. For the next 28 minutes. Throwback Thursday's on 99.7 EJX. So I got to be honest, one of my thrills in Throwback Thursday is when you hit us with something that we legit haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, that's always a really good one. That gets moved to the top of the list.
And so Jared, congratulations. He just rolls in and says, how about Paralyzer?
Oh,
do you
wow.
remember this?
We played this
incessantly.
A lot.
Incessantly.
For a hot second.
We loved us some Finger 11.
We did.
We did.
Wow.
Enjoy Paralyzer. Throwback Thursday.
For a thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
Good. That's
oh,
good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Carrie from Madison says, hey, I'd love to hear the middle.
Oh, wow. That's a sharp left turn.
Mm.
We used to play that, like, a lot, too. Yeah, I was thinking of a different one.
Were you thinking of Jimmy Eat World?
Yes, I was. I was 1,000% thinking of Jimmy Eat World.
Hang on a second.
I was hoping for Jimmy Eat World.
Hang on.
If you could just, make this stop right now.
Nah.
You could stop it.
No, this is a banger.
It's not a banger. We don't need to hear this one. I need Jimmy Eat World because
this is banger.
I was in my head.
This is a banger.
It's not a banger.
Banger.
Why are you still playing it?
It's a banger.
I need Jimmy Eat World right now.
I don't know if I can do that for you.
Right now.
Can't do it.
Segway! I don't need this! No!
You are ruining this.
I don't need this song.
You are ruining this.
Got a text. I love Throwback Thursday. We do too. When he plays the right song. The right middle. The incorrect middle. I'm waiting.
All right. Kate, thanks. She says recently lost 64 pounds.
Wow.
Feeling myself this morning.
You
how about
me?
Check Yes Juliet.
All right.
Like this. Little rock action going here. Throwback
check
Thursday.
Yes, Juliet, are you with me?
You and me.
Ah, that's good. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Lily, my bachelorette party starts tomorrow. Can I get Bartender by T-Pain? Oh, congratulations, Lily. That's going to be a great weekend. Oh,
bachelorette party, she said?
Woo, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
Maybe you're having some party favors, special shaped items.
Special straws.
Special straws.
Broke up with my girl last night, so I went to the club.
My mom drank out of it.
Ah. Hey, you know what? She did that stuff.
I'm just looking for somebody to talk to.
Like this. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Andrea keeps it rolling, says, hey, can you play a little Let Me Blow Your Mind? Oh,
oh wow.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So good. Eve, Gwen Stefani, we got you. This is Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Ah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. This song, Sophia rolls in with a request. And this song is having kind of a moment right now.
Is having a moment?
Yes. Unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield.
My son was singing this yesterday.
Yes, like I said.
I was like, what are you doing?
Having a moment. Throwback Thursday now. Having a moment right now. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Bethany rolls in. Dance, dance, Fall Out Boy, please. So underappreciated, but it slaps. You know what? I'm going to go ahead.
It does. It legit slaps.
Yeah, I'm going to concur with that.
Yeah.
I concur. Kelly concurs, so I think we're good.
It gets the approval for slapping.
Have we concurred?
We've concurred. She says she's no good.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Asia rolls in. Hey, good morning. Today's my 24th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday. We're going to party. Oh, no, it's okay. You're going to do that.
Party like it.
Wait, you.
Okay.
I mean, we were thinking, I don't know.
That's fun.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Romance birthday song? All right.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Brandis says, on my way to the dentist.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
You getting some grills?
Yeah,
Brandis,
buddy.
Getting some grills there? You know.
It's gonna look good.
And the bottom rose gold, yeah. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Iko has been here for 6 years from Jamaica. Wants to hear some Shaggy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, then.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. What a sweet song.
What a sweet, sweet song.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Jessica rolls in to celebrate 12 weeks being pregnant. Play me something, LOL.
Oh, wow.
I'm just assuming this is what happened.
Probably.
Throwback Thursday. You know, a little candlelight, a little wine.
You know what? This is also for Cindy in Simpsonville. Just turned 50.
12 weeks ago. It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out. Even if we only go to my house. Yes. Jessica says, OMG, LOL. It was actually drunk New Year's. I love it. Love it.
That's great.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Missy. That's right. She was like, I just need killers. All right, we got you. Sure, coming out of your cage. You're feeling just fine. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
By the way, confirmation from Cindy from Simpsonville. Her birthday was good.
What are we confirming?
The song that you played was accurate.
Oh,
for
birthday
Cindy.
Sex? Okay. just wanted to see. That's what we were talking about. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Oh, Cindy, we love you.
99.7 DJX. About time for us to. Yep. Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Sassy Matt's feeling spicy this morning for TBT. I want to know where them girls at, David Guetta. That's a TBT banger.
Oh, wow. I forgot this. Flo Rida, Nicki Minaj in there, too. Okay.
Fire.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. There you go. There you go.
So many people on the sidelines still waiting. I'm so sorry.
You know what? Sometimes that happens.
Very good request. Bella, I'm sorry we couldn't get to sailing.
Sailing?
I did suggest our sister station.
Is that Christopher Cross?
103.3 The Rose.
Yeah, we do
you
have.
Play that in session.
They're right over the, right across the hall from us.
Right over yonder.
Right over yonder. All right, good deal. Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. That is Throwback Thursday. In sports news.
Sports, esports, sports.
To the shock of no one. Athletic director for the University of Louisville, Josh Hurd, at a press conference yesterday.
As you know, this morning, I informed head men's basketball coach Kenny Payne that he will not return as our head coach for the 24-25 season.
Oh!
Ouchie. Ouchie. Oh. Ouchie. Isn't it just awful when like the news and everybody is talking about you being fired before it actually happens, like publicly speaking, like what if that happened to like you?
Like you I mean, who knows?
Put maybe, on blast. Maybe everyone it talks is. About how you're getting fired.
I mean, I'm sure people have gone, how do those two still have jobs? They should be fired.
Sure. But I mean, we still show up every day.
Right. It's just because we're ignorantly unaware.
Exactly.
Right.
But that's that when you have a high profile job like that, that's very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
To know that you're being publicly judged at every single second of the last 2 years.
Well, any of these blue chip programs, yeah. The coaches rolling in know that they. It's a fine line. They're either going to become heroes or they're going to be out.
And I'm sure at some point he's just like, well, I'm not the one out there playing basketball. Not my fault. Probably.
That's probably what he said. You're right. You're right. Probably.
Dang it. I feel for him. That's bad.
Yeah, you know, it is.
It's tough. I mean, everybody had high expectations and big hopes and dreams.
So how were you told that you were fired? I mean, enough time has passed. The pain of losing your job is gone, and you can kind of look back on it and go, no.
I was told we're not going to need you to come in anymore.
Oh, I mean, that was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. It was after, like, Labor Day weekend, I think.
Now, this didn't happen to me. I have a story of my own, but this didn't happen to me, but a person who worked on a morning show before the morning show that I was a part of in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
He was told, hey, we heard your last show. And,
oh.
he was like, yeah? He's like, no, it was your last show.
Oh, wow.
And we just ushered him out of the building.
Oh,
hey,
that's harsh.
We heard your last show. Oh, yeah? What'd you think of it? No, that was your last show.
Okay. Oh, dang it.
With mine, it was hey, all right, I'm going to let you spread your wings.
That's a really positive way to spin
and,
it.
And I literally had to ask the manager.
Like, did I get fired?
Are you firing me? And he told me he'd rather say he was allowing me to grow.
Yes. Which, again, positive spin.
That's right. That's
makes
right.
you feel like I'm doing you a favor. And when one door closes, another one opens.
That's right.
It we hope like, you find that other door.
But what if I wanted to grow here?
Yeah. Then, sorry. That is... Just, you're going to grow somewhere else.
You're going to grow somewhere else.
You need to go plant yourself somewhere else.
Yeah.
This
little sapling that you are right now, that's going to grow into an oak somewhere else.
Someone else is going to water you.
It's just not going to be here, and I am not going to water you.
Exactly. I like that. I like putting it that way better, though. That's better.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. But yeah, I don't know if you have any stories that you can kind of look back on.
Favorite way you got fired? We can spin it that way.
Well, here's the thing too. We actually had a listener who was talking about we had a conversation about babysitting houses and house sitting and things like that.
Yeah.
And had literally talked about the fact that she was let go because she said, I brought my friends over. Her name is Lauren. She said, well, I let my sister's underage sister drive my car to the end of the road to get pizza.
Oh, no.
And she wrecked it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
The kid's parents thought I was a bad influence. I got fired.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, let's not let the underage drivers
drive anyone else's car.
Especially not one that you own.
Oh, shoot. That's good. That's good. But yeah, the era of Kenny Payne has ended for U of L. I'm just saying.
So who do we do? Is there a short list yet?
Well, so he goes on and says,
as the director of athletics, I'm ultimately responsible for all of our sports programs.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for ensuring our student athletes, our staff, and our coaches are aligned to make this fan base proud.
Yeah, and, you know, it didn't, so
how many former coaches is U of L still employing?
Oh, you mean with the buyout?
With the buyouts.
Well, there's a lot
is
of...
getting longer.
Yeah, well, with the men's basketball program, yeah, for
Do
sure.
Do we see if one of the players, like dads, could take over for a little bit?
Oh my
Might
gosh.
Be cheaper.
We'll not hire a search firm. There will be a couple of people involved as far as just providing, you know, I'd call it an advisory committee.
Okay,
have they not already formed that, though? I mean, they saw the writing
like
on the wall
think,
a little bit ago.
I would like to think that Josh has got
the process
that
before yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they've already got some candidates that they're interviewing.
I mean, that's what I feel like.
I feel like that we're probably
like we're
even going
along.
To see maybe a new head coach announced, maybe even by the end of the month.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be fairly quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's how that sort of stuff
I mean, I
happens.
Know they had to do it like hush-hush.
Yeah.
I mean, decorum.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways.
But in the meantime, maybe one of the dads.
Maybe one of the dads. Hey, Luke Hancock, what are you doing?
It worked in elementary school. I'm just saying.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Paul. He's 90.
Hi, Paul.
Went viral on TikTok after his granddaughter, Gabby, posted a video of him on campus for his first day of college classes in his new Adidas basketball shoes and new backpack. Paul is a freshman at Carroll Community College, says he wants to major in history.
Got my backpack blending right in with the co-eds. I've decided in the spring I'm going to rush a fraternity. I went to the University of Maryland and graduated in 1960 after I served in the service for 7 years. I decided at this age that you should keep your mind moving in order to stay awake and stay alive. And I decided that I also ought to go to college and see what I missed and see what's taken place since then.
Well, yeah.
What are the kids doing now?
Why not? He said on his second day, he answered one question, then kept his mouth shut.
All right.
He says going to classes has reinvigorated him and makes him feel young again.
There you go.
How great is that?
Yeah, whatever you can do, I guess.
If they have fraternities there. Someone needs to sign him up as a pledge ASAP. Amazing. See the story, WDJX.com.
All right, it's time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yep. We always say it's examples of what not to do. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to feed a bear a lollipop, you're doing okay.
Someone decide.
Cool, I think about bears in the house, by the pool, when I'm driving, when I'm eating. When I'm dancing, making love to my wife.
Yes, no, that's a wonderful opportunity to play that song. Somebody thought that it would be a great idea to get close enough to a bear to try to feed it a sucker.
Yeah, his name's Anton. He's a Russian dude, and he has a bear named Tom. I don't know if it's his bear or the bear he's just named Tom.
I was going to say, we can own a bear?
Well, this is Russia. They do things differently.
All right.
He lets the bear eat this giant red lollipop and then even kind of pats it on the head like the bear's a dog.
Oh, wow.
Now, listen. Nothing happens to Anton.
That's good because
he doesn't get mauled.
Thinking him, okay.
But this is a like, don't do this sort of thing.
Because
don't
you
think,
might get mauled.
Yes. Don't think that you can see a bear and go, oh, I bet that bear would like a lollipop.
And if he gets to take the lollipop, then he's your friend.
Yeah. But Anton apparently has found that Tom likes lollipops.
Okay.
And then while he's sucking the lollipop, will allow Tom to, or will allow Anton to pat Tom on the head.
And that is how he hangs out with his bear friend.
I guess.
But again, for the rest of us,
as is Setting the Bar story.
We shouldn't
right?
do that.
No, exactly. That's
okay.
What not to do.
All right. Good
go.
Learning.
Yep. On 99.7 DJX.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house by the pool when I'm driving.
Making love to my wife.
This is our favorite part.
How about a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
All right.
Is it about space?
It isn't.
Oh, okay. I might be a little disappointed. We've had a lot of learning in space lately.
Well, there's been a lot of things about Uranus.
Yes, there has been.
Stupid fact of the day. There is a study out from the University of Michigan.
Ah, great.
Where they found that 5 o'clock in the morning is the worst time of the day.
Yeah, no, I'd agree, especially if you're awake to see it.
And 5 p.m. is the best time.
Right, because dinner's coming soon.
That's
work
all
is done.
Based on mood, your circadian clock.
You get to be on the couch.
And other factors.
Cuddling with the pugs.
But yeah, hopefully, if you're lucky enough, you're asleep during the worst part of the day, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Not Kelly and I.
No.
But if you are Most everybody is awake during the best time, 5 o'clock.
Now, listen, I say couch time, hug time, dinner time, or you're taking kids all over the place time to all the practices and all their things.
Hashtag best time.
Hashtag best time.
That's right.
Yep, and sometimes you get that call like, Mom, practice got canceled. Can you come get us? Okay, just as I'm sitting down to enjoy my dinner on the porch, to enjoy the weather for the first time of the day. Yes, I'll be right there.
Yeah, see, best time.
Best time.
Best time.
It is the best time.
So it's the fives. 5 a.m. worst, 5 p.m. best.
I agree.
There is your stupid fact of the day.
Agreed.
On 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Earlier in the hour, we were talking about, you know, how Coach Payne got let go. And we were like, hey, so do you have an interesting I got fired story?
Other than, you know, having it broadcast on the news.
Right. A cat texted us and said, I tattled on my boss for not doing their job when I was a recruiter at a temp agency. One day, a girl came in to onboard for my job, and I had to help her fill out the paperwork.
To take your job?
They literally interviewed her at the restaurant next door.
Oh!
Wow.
And hey, listen, before you go, if you could go ahead and train her. That'd be great. If you could just leave.
So that should have been a... a beacon of, hey, this is to come for me. When I was training my replacement.
When did that happen?
So I was producing a morning show,
mm-hmm.
and I was up. So I was the assistant producer, right, for this morning show, and the producer left. And so I was producing it. I did it for probably 6 months. And I was thinking, all right, well, I got this job. It's mine.
And then someone new comes in. Hey, I want you to meet Bob. And can you just show him a little bit about what you do?
His name is Merlin.
Oh, Merlin.
Yeah, it was Merlin.
Hey, meet Merlin.
Job
shadowing.
Can you show him how to, like, run the audio board?
And do all the things that you do.
And, like, answer phone calls and stuff
great.
Like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Merlin, so this is how you do it.
And you were puffing out your chest because you're feeling like, yeah.
Look at this.
Think I'm so good that I'm teaching people how to do it.
And, later in that week, boss rolls me in. Hey, we're going to let you spread your wings.
Wow.
I forgot about that little part
Merlin
of my story.
Merlin is magically taking your job.
He is. She is. Good stuff.
Oh, dang it.
Then Brooke texted us and said, my old boss pulled me into her office after a meeting with the company, sat me down with another lady. Both of them started to cry. They were in tears and said, we're so sorry, but we have to let you go.
Oh, no.
I ended up comforting them.
Oh, gosh.
She said, I ended up comforting them. She said she was the last one on the totem pole and they had to get rid of her for budget reasons.
Oh, no. Oh, that is the worst.
When you have to comfort the people
it's
that are...
It's okay. I'll be fine.
I mean that... I guess that shows you that, you
at
know,
least
hey,
they cared
this is
and
business
they didn't want
and,
to.
Right.
Oh, gosh. At least, you know, I think that would make it a little bit better.
If they cried?
Yes. Yes. If you feel like they really cared about you like, and they're really sad...
Kelly,
they're no longer going to pay you.
This is so sad.
Yeah. Listen, when I get fired, if you can just make sure that they... I need to see tears from Steve. Steve needs to cry.
I don't think that's possible
I don't
for
expect
that guy.
It from you. You didn't cry at the birth of your daughters or your wedding.
Oh, shoot. All right, anyways, if you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on the podcast. WDJX.com. Tap listen.
And by the way, that hype... playlist that we created for Ashley and Meade County earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that. We've had a couple of people say, hey, I need that list too. It's on our website at WDJX.com.
There you go. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.